What up?
That was a bop. I'm here for it.
Hey, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit. This is the podcast.
Say that again. Do it again.
Oh, hey, y'all. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit.
Oh my God. Yes, indeed.
This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite y'all to come along with us on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, triumphs, and challenges to inspire and uplift.
Yes, indeed, because in a world that often wants us to mask our struggles, we are choosing to lead with love and vulnerability. Amen. It is time to finally collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you might have not verbalized or even thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So, y'all, we deem 2024 at the top of it, the year of popping that shit. It's time out for being fake humble. So we want to put respect on our names and we want y'all to do the same, right? Because we've been shrinking for too long. All right. So my name is Kim. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I'm a visionary motivational speaker, virtual producer, network executive, as well as an intuitive melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I'm also a professional frolicker and an expat who currently lives in Medellin, Colombia in South America. And tonight I'm one of your hosts. What up?
Hey, what up though? Okay. All right. I see you, Kim. Well, my name is Bianca, and I am so glad to be here. Okay, I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education advocate, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm an investigator, y'all. Okay, I'm a private investigator, and I'm a receipt collector. So I need y'all to have some respect on my name. Okay, here, respect. All right. Let's move forward. I'm the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach and heal. I'm an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. And currently I am in Tallahassee, Florida. In my purpose. What'd you say?
I said Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. Anywho, my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Amen.
Amen.
Well, just want to let y'all know that if you're watching, we want you to let us know in the comments and let us know. But also, we have some keys that we operate in this space, and I just want to make sure that we're intentional and that we talk about it. And we do this every single episode, just in case you're new and you missed it, but also to just re-enhance and reinforce what we have established here, okay? So there's three keys that we operate here. It is accountability, transparency, and integrity. And with that being said, I just want to make sure that we're clear with expectations and what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Amen? Okay.
Amen.
So what you can expect from us, for us to operate out of the three keys, we are going to keep it real. We are speaking freely. We're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. The reason why we're having this conversation is if you have small listeners that are around, you might want to put some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not. That's your business. But just want to tell you that this is a safe space for us to communicate. And if we try to use colorful language, then that's what we'll do. Okay. And then what we can expect from you. Hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed here. Okay. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So we want you to be very intentional with how you engage with others in social spaces, particularly this one, because this one is a safe space. We also want you to engage and go on this journey with us. We are not the experts, but we are going to facilitate these important conversations. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you, bring people in the room, because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. Now, we've been working on a lot, Kimberlyn. So I know you got some updates and some things to tell the people. So what's been going on around here, baby? Let the people know what's going on around here in this world.
I do. I feel like we, this is a work in progress, you know, and this is our 15th episode, which is to be celebrated, you know, that we had this idea at the top of the year and committed to doing this and creating this community. So y'all are getting in on the ground floor of something that we've created. And we're going to give a little bit more kind of like background into what made us come over here and create this space today. But having said that, Bianca already gave y'all the ground rules. So what I want to do is make sure y'all know how to interact with us. And I want to holla at our community because they out here. And they
yes, indeed.
So we have some community emojis, right? Every good community got emojis, y'all. All right. It just comes with the territory. So our emoji is the heart with the bandage around it. That signifies the healing that we're wanting to do here. So if you give us a heart with a bandage on it, we're like, okay, they from heal that shit. We know that, right? But we also have individual emojis, and our individual emojis is how you can give us like a super, I love you so, so much. And this is just for you, like type of thing. So my emojis are the crayon and the sunflower. So yellow is my favorite color. I've loved yellow. I have my yellow glasses on. Yellow makes me happy, like the sunshine. And sunflowers have a lot of significance and symbolism in where I am in life right now. So sunflowers and then the crayon, because my life was in black and white for a really long time. And I have made a conscious decision to decide to color the fuck out of my life. So I'm taking that crayon and I am coloring inside, outside the lines and between the lines, all of it. Everything is about making my life more colorful to bring more joy. So again, if you see me, sunflower and crayon is the way that you can let me know. Okay, girl, I see you, girl. Okay.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Well, my emojis is a teddy bear. Okay. It's teddy bear season. Love is the highest frequency. I got a lot of love to give and a lot of love to receive. Amen. So the teddy bear emoji speaks really dear to my heart. And also the hand that is forming the heart. This here means so much to me because of my heart and the process that I had to do to reconstruct my heart on the physical side, but also on the emotional side. It is very, very empowering for me to the point where I have it on my desk so that I can get a visual reminder every single day to continue to love first and to continue to love hard and continue to love others. Okay. So that is my emojis. Please govern yourselves accordingly.
Period and point blank. So the other thing that we want to do is make sure that you all are connected with us in all of the places and spaces and all of the things, right? We actually, look, I see on the agenda over here, we have the recap of the meeting that we had today. So we actually had a strategy meeting today of really thinking about what we want this to look like and sound like and the types of things that we want to create and make available to you all. So that means you got to be connected to us to be able to like get things right. So we own the social medias and stuff at Heal That Shit Everywhere, but we also want to make sure that you go to our website, which is wehealthatshit.com, and get on our mailing list, because that's where we're going to really have that community environment, if you will, where you can get your resources and we can have further conversations and such and those, okay. Also, if you are an audio listener, you prefer to listen on audio, we are on all of the platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where you get your podcasts. Please do like, comment, share, subscribe, tell people about everything that's happening here so that we can spread this spirit and sense of healing. All right. So I think that's it for me. You got any more?
No, you got it. You covered
okay,
it all.
Cool. All right. So let's jump into the things. We always start this off, y'all, by doing a spirit check, and it gives me and Bianca a chance to kind of check in with each other, but it also and gives you a chance to check in with yourself and to also share with us if you feel led to do so. So if you are watching live, feel free to drop a colored heart into the chat. If you're watching in the replay, feel free to drop it into the comments. All right. It just kind of gives us a moment to think about where we are with our spirits and what that looks like, sounds like, and all the things. So we have a scale that we use here that we're going to put up here. So the options are green. I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple. I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow. I'm not doing so well. I need support. Where you at, B?
So this is going to be something interesting because I've never said this before. So the left side of the heart is going to be a purple.
Okay.
And the right side of the heart is going to be blue. Mm. And it's literally split in half with the two colors, but it's like a gradient. So it's going from blue. I'm sorry. It's going from purple to blue. Uh-huh. And the blue is getting brighter towards the end of the heart.
Wow. Okay. So just to recap again, if you're listening and not watching, so purple is I'm okay, things could be better. And then blue is I'm good, I don't have any complaints. So do you feel like your purple is developing into blue?
Yes.
Uh-huh. In a gradient type. So that was a good visual that you painted there. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. So I think my spirit is a very nice, blue-green situation. Not necessarily moving from one to the other per se, but kind of fluid, just kind of hanging out in this blue and green area. I'm good. I don't have any complaints right now. And even more times than not lately, I'm wonderful and life is feeling great. I'm feeling really hopeful and I'm excited to jump into our transparency moment because it's a lot of stuff that's going on. So, shall I begin or do you want to begin?
You go ahead.
Okay. So, Kalata's here.
Hey, let's cue the air horns for her.
So Kalanda is my cousin, and Kalanda and I have a podcast called So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, and I have been working on getting her here for a long, long, long time, and she's finally here.
Yes, indeed. I can hear her in the background. It sounds like, yes, ma'am.
Standing right here laughing. Wait, there you are.
Hey!
Yes, so, indeed. Kalanda is my favorite cousin, one of my absolute favorite, most favorite people in the world, my first friend. So she is here, and I am just so excited. It's been so wonderful to just talk and catch up and laugh and be and just sit on the balcony and like, it's so awesome. So I am, yeah, feeling really, really great about that.
Yes, ma'am. So when she came to connect with you, y'all had met at the airport?
No, she navigated her way here to the front of the apartment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was almost trafficked.
Oh, Lord. She thought about she was almost trafficked and burglared.
Oh, Lord.
That's not true. That's not what happened. Lord.
Colombian people were absolutely amazing.
She said the Colombian people were absolutely amazing. No, she got here pretty seamlessly. I had given like all of the, you know, look out for this and think about that and, you know, do the things like all the disclaimers, like you're going to see this on the left. People going to be yelling taxi, ignore them, keep going, you know? So she got here very, very smoothly and they dropped her off at the curb and I picked her up from there. I said, hi, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, it's been awesome. We took a walk yesterday and just kind of got like the lay of life, you know, here, and just kind of slowly getting acclimated into being in a different place. You know, I remember what that was like, just being like, ooh, child, I just want to sit down for a second and just, ooh. So that's what life has kind of been like, but it's been really awesome.
Yes, indeed. And how has everything else been going in your life?
So I was just telling Kalanda this, that I feel like if there was a curve, like an exponential curve, I'm like right at the point before it starts to take off, which is interesting because some time ago, child, that was not the case. Okay. But I feel like I'm at a place right now where help seems to be showing up. I've shared on here, y'all, and for anybody who is listening and this applies to you, I'm really looking to do like bartering and trying to build a team, because I feel like we be working on stuff individually. And if we would just collectively pull ourselves together, that we would be able to better assist each other in taking care of things. So I've kind of been seeing those things coming into fruition. I've also been seeing a lot of young people that are wanting to learn skill sets. And baby, let me tell you, if you got a young person, I'm talking from high school through college, and they are looking for a way to hone their skills, to practice, to legitimize what they do, we got stuff that they could do. And we have things that we can teach in return. Okay. So, but that, like, there's been a lot of young people that have been like, you know, actually, I edit. Actually, I do graphic design. Actually, you know, so that is feeling like it's lightening the load, because I don't know if I shared on here, but I share again. I just want to create. Okay. I just want to turn on the camera and, child, I just want to talk and have a good time. And then I want to give that to somebody else and be like, thank you. Can you turn it into the things that they need over there on the TikTok and such? I just want to create. So I feel like I'm at a space right now where that those people are starting to show up. And that makes me feel like I don't have to carry everything, and like I can focus on the $1 million ideas and bringing those ideas actually into existence, as opposed to getting caught up in a loop of trying to figure everything out and trying to focus on like, how do I, okay, now I got to learn how to be an editor. All right. Okay. Wait, now I got to learn how to, like, I don't want to do that. So it's feeling a lot lighter. Things are feeling a lot lighter lately. And I'm here for that. Yeah. Yeah. And it also really does help, like, with Kalanda being here. Next, I got to work on my daddy. Okay. We got to. So listen, that's the plan.
Yes, ma'am. You got a mission. I'm here for it.
I really do. And you know what's so funny? It's like the opposite of like when people, the stories of when people come to the U.S. and then they're like, how do I get my family to come here? I'm the opposite. I'm like, how do I get my family to get out of there? Because I don't know if we're going to unpack this later or what we're going to talk about or whatever, but I really want... I sleep better at night knowing that my people are not in the midst of situations that's popping off here, there, and everywhere else in the U.S. So I feel like half the battle is kind of complete. It's like, all right, so we got her out. Praise God. All right. Whew, now we got to work on my daddy. We got to get him together and get him on out of there, you know? So, yeah. So, It's a mission. I'm on a mission, you know, to free the people, you know, as allowed to say, Harriet Tubman. You remember in 2020, I did that video and I was like, I feel like Harriet Tubman when I was about to leave Florida.
Yes, I do recall that.
Yeah.
That was when you was in Pennsylvania, right?
No, I hadn't made it to Pennsylvania yet. I was actually still in Tampa. It was it was probably a couple weeks before I left. It was one of the last videos I made before I left. Mm-hmm. But I had said in that video, I was like, I feel like Harriet Tubman because like I feel like I'm going to prepare a place. I didn't know what that was going to look like and I didn't know what that meant, but I just knew that I was feeling really, really called to go and leave and just go do something else so that people could come behind me. So it's interesting to now kind of see that more people are even paying attention to the fact that I'm gone. Cause I also think for a long time, people thought I was on vacation. And then now they're like, oh, she not on vacation. She actually
like gone for real.
Yeah, like she actually lives there and like she's staying over there. Huh. Okay. So I think as those realizations are happening that more and more people are like, now what's she talking about? Now what you say, sis? Where you at?
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, it's kind of cool to see and watch. So I'm really just focusing on how I can help people right now who are saying to themselves that, you know, I think I need a respite, if you will, from the hustle culture, from trying to make everything work, from living to work so that you can pay for your life, but you never get to enjoy your life. Like I am in a space right now where I'm really wanting to help people with that process. So I have started accepting like consultations and stuff to have like one-on-one conversations with people about what their process and plan looks like. I even started doing more videos on my YouTube page over on Mind of My Black Ass Business about some things that you need to be thinking about as you're preparing to leave, because it is a lot of micro steps that you might not think about or might not have in the forefront of your mind. So like, for instance, Kalanda and I were talking and she was like, you know, my phone was dying and I really should have had a portable charger. And I'm like, yeah, that's a part of the kit. Like you got to have, you know, your travel kit and things and such, you know, to think about how many things might happen or go wrong or whatever. Like that's stuff that you learn along the way. But also if somebody else has learned it before you, just write down what they said, you know. So I've kind of started thinking about that and what that looks like and sounds like to help people find a life and design a life that actually brings them joy. Because the biggest part of all of this process for me in this years long process, and I would say it started in 2019, you know, with us meeting and under those conditions, I don't want to be killing myself dead for somebody else. I do not like this idea.
Felt.
Take me out of that rotation. Like that is not working for me, right? Then realizing this life that I've built and created is not even really the life that I actually wanted. I wanted to be a dancing school teacher.
Really?
That's what I want. Yeah, I wanted to dance. I wanted to dance and I wanted to be on Disney and Nickelodeon. That's what I wanted to do with my life. I knew I was going to be on Kids Incorporated, baby. I was going to go to one of them mall auditions and I was going to get discovered. You understand me? And I wanted to dance. That's what I wanted to do. But then, of course, at some point, it's like, oh, well, you don't make money doing that. You can't do that. Right. So then that's how I attached to science and, you know, was just like, OK, well, I like this and I'm going to continue down this pathway. But my heart's desire was always in creating an art and all of that. So I had to stuff that into a box in order to be marketable, in order to be able to make it and live. But that was never the life I actually wanted. I wanted to create. And I will say, I wanted to be a healer. And I think going down the path of medicine and thinking about what that would look like. I thought that's the type of healing I was supposed to do. And now I realize that the healing that I do isn't healing people's spirits and helping people connect to God, the ultimate healer. And that's how I bring healing into the world. But that life that I had made, I don't know who that is, I don't want none of it no more at all, you know? So I just feel really called to help people who are in that space and they're thinking to themselves, like, it's got to be more than this. You know, their kids done went off to college, you know, they done separated from their partner. Like, they looking around and they like, I done did all of this for 30, 40 plus years. And none of this is what I actually wanted. None of this is making me happy. None of this is bringing me joy. Like, I'm tired. Those are the people that I need. Because those are the people where you're ready to do something as radical and you're ready to do something that people might think you crazy or whatever, but you're at a space where you're like, I need to save me because I'm lost in somebody else's dream. Mm-hmm. And I want to live my own dream. So I kind of shifted over into that because I think there's a sense of urgency right now. And I'm trying to get y'all up out of there if you're ready. Okay. And then let me say to people, if you're not ready to relocate, that's okay. It's a process, right? Or you may never be ready. But also my question would be, if you choose to stay, how are you creating and honoring the life that you actually want and the life that brings you joy wherever you are? Because what we cannot keep doing is denying ourselves and suppressing the things that are within us that we know we would love to do, but we can't do. Like, we can't keep doing that, because if you keep doing that to yourself, yourself is going to at some point be like, that we not do it. Shut it down. Shut it down. Okay, now let's get this back on track. It's like, and you know what it makes me think about, Bianca? I know I'm going long, but here we go. It makes me think about, I read a book, and I think the book was called Surrender, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. which is interesting because I know you just said something about the word surrender a little bit ago.
Yes.
So this is the last thing I'm going to say before I let you let the spirit use you and guide you. In that book, Surrender, the enduring point at the end of it was we win at the end of this story. We are going to fulfill whatever God's plan was for us. And I think that these moments that a lot of people call it like a mental health crisis or a nervous breakdown or whatever. I really do feel like it's a spiritual awakening to get us out of whatever path that we was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, to do what God told us to do in the first place, which was usually given to us very early in our lives. And then somebody told us, no, you can't do that. So then we did what we thought we were supposed to do to be a good child, to be a good citizen, to be a good person, whatever, but that's not what God told us to do. So I feel like at some point, God be like, shut it down. Listen, you're wayward. Okay. Now come on back on over. And I done told you. Okay. But you're not listening. So let me turn up the so I could catch your attention and get you back on track. You're supposed to be over here. Right? Living this life that is fulfilling and joyful, and this life where you feel connected to God. Like, there are so many layers to it. So that's where I feel right now. And I'm trying to, I am putting out into the atmosphere and calling those people to find me. You know, people be putting on threads like, dear algorithm, send me people of this, this, and that. That's what I'm saying. Dear algorithm, send me people who want to connect to a life that is going to bring them genuine joy and a life that they desire. Send me those people, because those are the people that I want to help. So, okay. sassy.
The interesting point about the book that you were sharing about winning at the end, I do think that that is something that I just want to uplift for a moment, because in the midst of all that is going on out here, I can speak for me personally, where I can share with you to say that I have felt so defeated and deflated by some of the things that have been happening, where it seems as though there are people that are able to harm others and still be victorious in whatever it is that they desire. And that hurts.
It does.
It hurts being on the side of being like, God, I am trying to do everything that you have called me to do. And I know that I have my shortcomings and I make my mistakes. And I thank you for the grace every single day to start this anew and to be a new person. But also, God, do you see what's happening over there? And then you have people that will use God and use language to where you're then questioning, are we talking to the same God?
Mm-hmm.
Because who are you talking to? Because I know who I'm talking to, but who are you talking to? Because I know what you do when you don't be posting on social media.
Because I know you in real life.
Because I know you. I know you. So, you know, for this transparency moment, and I know that we're going to connect the dots in a bit, and I know that there's going to be some conversations that we have about like how all of this kind of came together, but I will say I was very impacted by our Facebook strategy meeting. I was very emotional. I thank you for always having a safe space for me to just talk. But I will say to the people that are watching that don't know, I was triggered during parts of the strategy meeting because I am having conversations about developing Facebook strategy when I've been having conversations about how I don't like the relationship that I have with social media, particularly the one where I feel like I have to go against this algorithm that is biased and the goalpost keeps moving. So it's always going to be a deflating feeling where the goalpost keeps moving and you're trying to post content and you want people to see what you're doing and you want people to gain, you know, the knowledge that you have and also help others. But at the same time, it's a pay to play situation. Not everyone plays fair and drama sells more than anything. So if you get people enraged, that is where the engagement lies. Not if you're healing people.
Right. Right.
So in the meeting, excuse me, we're talking about, okay, so we're going to be able to generate content. We'll be able to use these tech tools to be able to do, you know, this, that, and the third. And by all means, okay, sales pitch here. Like if you need a strategy session, okay, strategy meets purpose. Welcome. Here we are. Okay. And this is something that we can walk you through and have these conversations, because sometimes you just need a think partner. Sometimes you need a thought partner to just throw ideas and just have a safe space to just talk and think about things. That's the space that we're creating with this community. But I'm saying all this to say that I've really had to think about my relationship with social media. I had to really think about the social media detox and what exactly I want to do to continue this movement of powering down and not being so connected. I feel more at peace when I am disconnected from a lot of the things that's going on. And there's a mix of things that happens with that. So normally I'm a person that is very vocal. I'm on top of things. I'm posting receipts. I'm calling people out, this, that, and the third. But then my heart rate would spike. Every time something would go wrong, my heart rate would spike. Every time that I received a negative comment or somebody saying something about something I said, although I have a receipt, My heart rate would spike every time there was a fake page, fake news, somebody just coming out the woodwork to say something harmful towards me or people in my team, people I care about, people that I love because of advocacy work, to the point where I had to make a strong stance and be like, Kimberlyn, I need to rethink and regroup on what advocacy looks like for me. What advocacy looks like for Teaching for the Culture, because at this moment, I need to advocate for myself.
Right.
With that has been the process of me building a stronger foundation and continuing with this relationship with God. I posted a transparency moment on my personal Facebook page. If you have not seen it already, I highly recommend that you read it. And it talks about surrendering. It talks about surrendering to God, and it talks about my journey and my struggle of having to be like, you know what? I thought this was in my plan, but obviously this is God's plan and God is in control, and I can't continue to pick up the pen to try to write this story that God had already has for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm getting deep into the Bible and reading scriptures that I've never read before.
What does that feel like for you?
It feels freeing now. Mm. Prior to, there was a lot of trauma associated with that. I had a lot of trauma associated with church. I had trauma associated with how the Bible was used to weaponize people and demonize people when the book is about love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the whole totality of the circumstances, this book was used to make me feel like I wasn't enough to be who I was. It invalidated my decisions and who I love and the decisions that I make as it relates to that.
Yeah.
And then on top of being someone that worked so closely with the church and did all of these activities for the church. And then felt like because I wanted to do something different and I wanted to love someone differently than what the heteronormative way of living is, that I was shunned out, that it was like, you don't fit here anymore. And those are the things that I had to work through and realize that these people are saying that they're agents of God, and that might not actually be true.
Girl, and isn't that like a... It's a lot, I think, to process that and like really wrap your mind around, wait a minute, y'all are saying that you represent God, but that's not God. That's not God. Like it's wild. It's wild to me. And I still have those moments where I gotta kind of, that's not God.
There are prophets out here that are having beefs on the internet.
Mm.
Beefs.
Not beefs. What prophets beef about?
They, again, because everyone has their view of how they view the Bible, how they view God. And because of these different relationships that people have, somehow there's people that come up and be like, this is the way that it should be done. And it's my way or the highway. And that is very dangerous. And we see that in some churches today where it's you are following the pastor more than you're following the Bible. And that Absolutely. Is a whole different conversation. But I have to say, surrendering to God has allowed me to be more in love, but more in love with myself.
Yes.
So now there are situations that come to me and I'm able to move a little bit different now. Because I know the love that I have for myself, and I know that the love that God has for me, that I'm not willing to just sign my name up for anything. And I'm not willing to say yes to just anything. And I'm not willing to just have conversations with people if they don't align with my spirit. If we don't align in the same frequency, there's just nothing that we can do.
Come on, girl.
So that is my transparency moment, all of it. When I say the strategy meeting really kind of had me in a very intentional thinking space where I really had to reflect and be like, you know, Bianca, you were really hard on yourself this week. And look at all the things that you are able to accomplish. Look at all the things that you have been able to do. Bianca, you literally rebuilt your life in a year.
And that's what I want to talk about for today's brain field trip is the rebuilding. Because we made a conscious decision to rebuild our lives. From zero. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. You might have had something else you wanted to say, but I just wanted to let you know I'm going to come back to that in a minute.
I feel like I want to go ahead and play this brain field trip transition and let's talk about it. I do think that this is something that we need to just go ahead and unpack and discuss. Okay. That always gives me so much joy.
I know, it's so cute. So I was talking to Kalanda, my cousin, today, and I was saying, like, I had to wrap my mind around the fact that I'm starting from nothing, like starting from scratch, like literally saying, okay, I mentioned earlier, this life that I've built is not mine. Like, I want this particular life, right? And making a decision to say, I'm going to peel all the layers back and really get to the core. And you said this too, you were like to a different foundation, right? I'm wondering, I want both of us to talk about this. I'm wondering what the process, I guess, looked like and felt like to get to the foundation and be like, this is faulty. And I need to do this the right way. So since I asked, I'm gonna let you start and then I'll jump in on the back end. So what was that process like for you in recognizing the foundation was faulty, and then also making a real decision to say, I'm going to build the right foundation.
Oh, so in July of 2023, I found out some of the most devastating news that I never thought that I would be receiving. And that process of going through a divorce shook me. I had so many thoughts about me being a failure. And although what led up to that point, me then having to be reminded by God that it wasn't orchestrated by him in the beginning. And then having to deal with the grief and pain and shame and all of those things of being like, God, I have to sit here in this uncomfortable space to be held accountable, but you are right. You are absolutely right. So it was me going to therapy. When I went to therapy to continue the process of that, my therapist was like, your anxiety is through the roof. You have depression. I took, you know, some exams and they came very high, to the point where, for those that have been watching this series through the beginning, I've been very transparent about this process in particular, because at one point I was prescribed medication to help with my anxiety and depression. And I didn't like the way that that medicine made me feel. And in that process, I had to feel, be like, Bianca, what do you want your life to be like now? This is an opportunity to start anew. This is an opportunity to really tap into God and ask God, what is this supposed to look like? Because clearly this ain't it. And yeah, you had to be held accountable for the things that you've done. But I get very emotional just sitting here thinking about it, because it was a lot of heavy work that had to be done. And for those that are dealing with the navigations of life and it being hard, I just want to just take a moment of privilege to just say, I am rooting for you, that I am sending you love, light, and peace, because this work of healing is tough.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's isolating, and sometimes you feel that there's no one that can understand what you're going through. But I'm here to tell you that you are not alone, that you have people that love you and support you. And this is a community that is intentionally built for this process, because we had to go through it. And the work that I had to do to build a strong foundation, Kimberlyn, I had to deconstruct a lot of the thoughts that I had.
Yeah.
I had to unlearn some of the things that I held true. I had to normalize changing my opinion when I had new information.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in a point in my life where, sure, things could get better, but I'm in a safe space. I have a solid village that has me, that loves me, that protects me. I have a stronger relationship with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I am good. I have an amazing partner that loves me and adores me and treats me very well. And I'm working on rebuilding what this business is going to be like for me, because that was a lot.
Yeah.
My doctor was like, the way that you work is not sustainable.
Yeah.
You work too much. You're working too long. You're not getting proper rest. Look at your heart rate. And then to see all of the different things that are happening around me, my dad dealing with cancer, my bonus mom getting sick, just it's a lot. It is a lot that yeah. is happening. And I'm just taking it day by day. And that's what we have to do. I don't have all the right answers in this, because there's times where I make my mistakes in building this foundation. But one thing I know for sure, one, I know that I'm in alignment with God and no one can tell me different.
Amen.
Two, I am very intentional with the energy that is submitted, meaning that is coming to me, and what I am transmitting and what I'm sending out. Three, peace over everything. Because at the end of the day, I need to make sure that I protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in some very vulnerable, scary positions looking out for others. And then when I turn my back, it's some happening. And I have to protect me. So I'm wondering what rebuilding a stronger foundation looks like for you. And also, I'm wondering, the people that are watching and the people that will watch this later, what does that foundation look like for you? Because I think we need to have more conversations like this about, hey, we got to think about this. This is not sustainable.
Yeah.
And what way can we show up? The heart work last podcast episode was in that, determining and finding out what gives you freedom, fulfillment, and joy. So in your foundation, what does that look like? I'll tell you now that I have joy. I have peace. And every day is a challenge, but you know what? I'm going to make it my best, and I'm going to encourage others to make it their best too while we're on this journey, because everyone has a purpose out here. And I hope that in this process, while you're finding your foundation and rebuilding your foundation, that you get alignment with your purpose too, because that's going to be very important.
Yeah, it all works together. And it's kind of interesting to, I feel like it's been a process over some time for me about the rebuilding and understanding. I definitely relate to you as far as seeing things happening in church and church environments that always was like, this don't, I don't make sense. It don't, I don't understand why I'm supposed to hate them again. Was why? And why does that matter to me? I definitely know I made a very strong decision for myself somewhere between 2019, 2020 to be more aware of the way that I was showing up in the world. And one of the first realizations that I got in that is that God, the God that you were talking about that people be talking to, that really, that's not, God didn't say that. God did not. What God said is that we're supposed to love. We're supposed to love. And through our love and through the way that we show up in the world, that is the light that will draw people to God, right? And I took that very seriously. And that's where I feel like the process started for me of deprogramming and getting rid of the learned hatred and the learned judgment that I was just dishing out. Because, honey, I was sending everybody to hell with gasoline draws on. You hear me? Hell you go. You too. Like, it was wild because that's what I thought I had to do to be a good Christian. So that was like, I think, the first steps. As I was listening to you talking, I was like, okay, maybe that's where it started for me. But there was a point, definitely around the time that it was time for me to leave. So I left Tampa in 2020, and then I went to Pennsylvania in 2021. I've said many times that was the most traumatic year of my entire life. And I left the U.S. in October of 2021 and decided to just go. I'm going to just go see what else. Through this process, I've had to do a lot of work in understanding. It's like what you said, to the accountability of who I am, how I've shown up, what types of damage have I caused intentionally or unintentionally, and honoring and acknowledging that, and then making a decision to be a different person, and choosing to use my voice to do more good than harm, and making sure that I'm being intentional in that, right? And also, though, that caused me to be advocate extraordinaire, okay? So I'm out here showing up for everybody for the free ski, okay? You know, putting things on the line and all of that, like, let's show up for the people, 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 until July 25th, 2023, where my brain was like, ma'am, we're done here. We're done. Now you've been sitting here abandoning yourself for years and years and years, and we're not going to let you do that no more. We are done here. And I tried to rush it. I was like, bet. All right, cool. July, I'm going to take off August. You feel me? Then I'm going to be back September, back at it, better than ever. And that did not happen because I also didn't really take off in August. I was still working a little bit. And then my therapist was like, what she said is, she said the magic therapist words. I don't know if your therapist said these words to you or if y'all can relate that's listening. But my therapist said to me, I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm concerned because if you continue doing what you are doing, this is not going anywhere well. And I made a decision to step away and give myself the opportunity to allow my brain to rest. And what I realized in that process is the way that I had been just pushing every piece of my being to be present for everybody else but me. Whether that was the work that I was doing, whether that was the advocacy work, whether that was Beautiful Brown Girls, well, whatever it was, I was pushing myself to breaking And that happened. Then it became a situation of, how did this happen? Like, how did this get this way? Like, I feel like these are the natural questions that you start asking yourself. Like, how did I get myself to this point? Right. So then I had to start asking myself where I got this conditioning and programming from. Right. What did that look like in my home? What did that look like in my family? What were those conversations that I had? And do I agree with that? Like, do I feel like that's in alignment? And it no. So then it was like, oh boy, what is this supposed to be? Because I was trying to put my old life back together, you see. You know, I always did this. I always operated like this. Like, I always, let's just come on, nah, get it together, right? And I realized probably somewhere around December, by the time I got to my psychologist, I just recorded a video the other day about, I haven't released it. I'm trying to think about what it's going to look like, but I'm going to tell y'all right quick what I was talking about my understanding of my neurodivergence. And how I got to the point of understanding, yeah, that's definitely me. And it was through talking to my therapist and my psychologist, and it actually came through OCD. Because remember when I was in Mexico, I was really struggling with the bathroom. Mm-hmm. In Mexico. And my therapist had done an activity with me and was like helping me to like move energy and like all this kind of stuff. And then I realized I have OCD. And then I was like, I need a psychologist. When I got to my psychologist is when I had like a revelation. I'm working on executive functioning. Like, I'm at ground zero right now. I'm at a place where I'm asking myself, what are my core tenets? What are the things that are actually important to me that I feel are authentically a part of me? And what does that look like to create space for that and also intentionally use that to build the rest of my life upon? Right. Mm-hmm. Because again, I grew up in church. These tenets that were given to me that were said that this is from God was not God. Like, the message I wasn't getting in church was, make sure that you are loving people. Make sure that you are honoring the humanity of people, regardless of whether you agree with them, don't agree with their, these are people. So honor that first. Like, that wasn't the message that I was getting, you know? So I really had to go back and strip all of that back. Like, what are my core tenets? And how do I want to show up? And what do I want people to say about me, about how I treated other people and how I made a choice to decide to save my life so that other people can also know that it's okay for them to save theirs? That you don't have to be sitting up here trying to hold everything together. I envision, I don't know if you've ever seen on TV, they be having them strong men and they be having them two pillars and they be holding the pillars up for as long as they can until they strength give out. That's mm-hmm. what my life was feeling like. Like mm-hmm. I was holding up these two strong pillars and I can't do this no more. You know, I'm fatigued. Like, I've been doing this for 40 years. Like, I can't do this no more, right? So I finally made that decision to let that shit go. Okay, y'all gonna have to figure that out. Everybody gonna have to figure out their own shit. Cause I need to figure out what the fuck is happening with me. I need to figure out who Kimberland is. Who is Kim? What is happening to me right now? So that's kind of how I got to a place of identifying my foundation. Like, I just had to let it all of that, whatever, whoever I thought that I was, let it all go. And that's kind of like, that's what led us here, right? Because the communities and ways that we were operating before, like, we be saying this, it was a lot, y'all, and Bianca mentioned it a moment ago, but I'm going to underscore it again for anybody who's here today that had not heard it before. we're talking full on campaigns to discredit, to lie, to disparage, to dox, to give out personal information. Like the level of trauma that has been encountered because of advocacy. That's what it was because of. I want y'all to know the reason that all of these things have happened was because we were fighting for y'all's children. Okay. And what you was about to say?
I was about to uplift because it just came up in my mind. I want y'all to understand that my personnel file with the district in Hillsborough County Public Schools was requested by an officer of the local NAACP. Hillsborough County NAACP officer requested my personnel record, and my I-9 and my important documents was leaked on a Facebook page. I mean, the stuff that has happened, a lot of it was criminal. Mm-hmm. It was harmful. And at the end of the day, really question what the intentions were. Because why did that officer, Joe Robinson, I can call names, I don't care.
And that same officer threatened to cause me bodily harm and sent the threat through somebody else to tell me that I need to shut the fuck up.
And these are people that are serving in these roles to advocate for Black people and Black children. That, again, follow the money, folks, when it comes to that. But this advocacy work has been something that I love, and again, I'm sorry, but I cannot put my heart rate on the line to continue to say things that I've been saying for years.
Right.
And we're still here. This actually is not even that we're still here. Some of the situations have actually gotten worse. So,
and then y'all are like looking for us like to be, you know, the mouthpiece and stuff, because that is the role. Like that's the role that we were playing previously. However, you gotta ask yourself, because all of that advocacy that was happening and all that stuff that we were doing when shit hit the fan, guess what? We was figuring this out.
Crickets. Do I got a sound effect for that? I think I do. That's what it was sounding like.
I mean, that like. So at what point do you save yourself, right? So as we're talking about this and our personal experiences, some of y'all experiencing this at work right now, mm-hmm. where you literally sitting there sacrificing yourself every single day, you crying in the car before you go in, you taking shit out on your family when you get off of work, your nerves bad, you ain't sleeping, you ain't ate, or you eating too much. You like, it's just, it's a lot. I had one of my friends that I went to high school with posted something the other day, and she's like, I got to do a lifestyle change because I had to go to the emergency room because she was, what's it called? Tachycardia. It was a arrhythmia in her heartbeat. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, listen, no. Okay. No. So the reason that we were like, y'all got it. Let's start over and let's build a safe space with people that actually are wanting to do the healing work, because it is work. The shit's hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way to make it seem like it's fun. It's not fun. It's hard. It's painful. It's a lot of tears, but I can definitely tell you it's worth it on the other side of it. is worth it on the other side of it. And I know I saw Tabrian here earlier. I've been seeing her posts about the conversation she's been having with her therapist lately. You know, and it's like people, we got to get help and support, y'all. We've got to, because we are experiencing things and we just telling ourselves it's fine. You remember you used to do that little dog that used to sit there and say everything was fine and everything was burning around. Like our health and well-being and lives cannot continue to, we can't keep doing that, saying everything is fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. And many of us need to, I just did this like I'm a politician. Many of us need to get to a place of being real with ourselves. And I think that is like the biggest lesson, if you will, that I've learned in all of this is if I can't be honest with me, there's no hope. Like, I have to be honest with where I am and allow myself to feel all of my feelings and not feel like I have to justify why I feel a particular way or why I don't feel a particular way. Like I have to be able to honor myself in the spirit of God that is inside of me.
Yes, indeed.
Even when it's not convenient for other people who might be connected to me.
Ooh.
Mm. You know, I'm sorry that, girl, I told, while I was trying to figure out what was happening with my life, while my whole world was crashing and burning, and I shared with someone how I was feeling and I didn't know what was happening to me and I didn't know how long it would take and like all of that. And I checked back in with that person a month later and I was still trying to get it together. And they said, I didn't know it was going to take this long because I was inconveniencing them. And it was at that moment that I had to adopt a philosophy of fuck these people.
Mm.
Because something I'm going to tell you is that, especially in the types of lines of work that we're in, but even in many, many, many fields, people view us as a product to be consumed, not a person to be honored or protected or valued. And I really had to make a decision for myself that I will not allow people to consume me. Kind of like what you was talking about earlier, right? With the energy, being very intentional with who gets access to my energy and who am I giving, whose energy am I taking in and whose energy, how am I giving out my energy to other people?
Mm-hmm.
Like I really had to be real, real with myself. But all of that means that I have to know what I'm worthy of.
Oof.
You see, I got to know that I'm worth more than this. I deserve more than this. This is not what this is supposed to be like. And what happens when we try to heal without community is we don't realize I deserve more than this because you're doing it by yourself. And what you've been experiencing is normal. Like it's normal. Like this has been your whole life, right? Until you get to somebody. I'll never forget. One of my therapists was like, she was the first person that ever stopped me in talking about my life and my childhood. And she was like, you did not deserve that. And I want to pause here for a moment and make sure you hear me in saying, you did not deserve that. You deserve to be protected. You deserve to be loved. You did not deserve to be abandoned and abused and used. That you didn't deserve that. Had it not been for her, parts of me were still carrying that. You know, I don't deserve any better. I just, you know, this is what it is. As opposed to, no, I know I deserve more than this. And I am demanding to be around people who see my value. And if you can't see my value, you cannot access me or my energy.
Mm.
Yes. On every space, whether that be in person, whether that be on social media, whatever it is. My energy is reserved for people who can value my humanity. And if you cannot value my humanity, then you don't get to have access to the greatness of me.
Mm. Come on.
You know, so but what you got to do the internal work to get there.
Yeah.
To unpack and stop listening to the recordings in your head about how much of a this, that, and whatever else you are, because that's not what God says. That's not what God says. God said that he created us perfectly and in his image. Every part of my personality and the way that I'm silly and the way that my brain people be running all over, all of that was intentional design. You know? And yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, God, why can't I do this? What is wrong with me? God is like, girl, you needed some razzle dazzle, sis. You needed some razzle dazzle so the people could stop and pay attention, girl. That's your razzle dazzle. But I'm viewing it as something negative because somebody else who don't appreciate my razzle dazzle telling me I need to tone it down. Stop shining so bright. Why you think you're all that? Why you doing it? I'm just trying to mind my black ass business. That's what I'm trying to do every day.
Yes, that's indeed. It.
Shout out. Okay. But yeah, it's like it's really a process. And I center in on that because I think many times we try to snap our fingers and rush it. But the deconstructing of harmful thoughts, patterns, what have you, and the constructing of a peaceful, joyful, aligned with God life, it's a lot. But when I tell you I have so much more peace on this side of life, just me thinking about Bianca, how I used to, girl, my life used to be, if it ain't on my calendar, I don't know because my calendar, I'm booked in business, sis. I got this, I got that. I'm juggling balls. I'm doing this. I'm serving. I'm working. I'm blah, blah. Girl, that shit stresses me the fuck out when I hear myself talk about all that shit I used to be doing. Sit down somewhere and relax for a minute and hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe that God has called us to this life of working ourselves into the grave. I just don't feel like I'm not the God I serve. I don't know about the God y'all might serve, but the God I serve, I don't believe that's the good and perfect plan that God has for me. So how do I get more in alignment with that? Mm-hmm. Those were the questions that I asked myself in the search to this foundation and what that looks like, sounds like.
Yes, indeed. Amen to that. This is tough. Like, I just pray for all of us that are on this walk and on our own journeys and getting, you know, connected, reconnected, whatever that looks like with God and finding your purpose and discovering your destiny and doing all the things that need to happen in order to find alignment and changing the frequency so that you can find that alignment. Like all of it comes together full circle. And
yeah.
I, again, just want to take this moment of privilege to be like, I thank God that I'm on the other side of all of this. And granted, again, like, doing the spirit check about having, you know, half a heart one color and half the heart another color. But you know what? My heart is full. And I think that is the blessing in it all. And the reason why I'm so grateful is that my heart is full.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I know that I'm making a difference. And I like how we're starting this platform very fresh, very new, where we are building this up. And, you know, just the other day I had shared with Kimberlyn some of, you know, our Buzzsprout data had came back and they sent us a certificate congratulating us on the number of downloads that we had. Like, I just thank y'all for tuning in. I thank y'all for watching. I thank y'all for being a part of this safe space and letting us know that this is important to you, that this is helping you, and that you are enjoying these conversations. And I just can't wait to see how God continues to move in this. And the fact that this is episode 15, like, I just can't wait till we get to 30 and be like, man, do you remember when we did episode 15 on August 28th?
Yeah.
And you were in your virtual house and I was on my stairway to heaven.
Amen. I've listened to some old episodes, and it's so interesting, especially knowing the background of where we were in those spaces and like everything that was happening and how we were really just trying to figure it out and find our voice again. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us. And I really, I want to say that, you know, out loud and publicly to us, because it could have gone so many different ways. It really could have. And that's just not talking about the last year. That's just talking about life, like everything, the trajectory could have been real, real different. So to be sitting here and choosing healing and choosing peace intentionally and choosing love intentionally, this is a process, you know. And anybody who's known either of us in the past, y'all know this is a process, baby, because let me tell you something. Back in the day, these things would have went a whole lot different. Me and Kalana was watching some of your old videos today because I said, you ever seen how Bianca used to be on the internet, on these people's internet? And Kalana was like, I think I saw a clip one time. I said, uh-uh, baby, let me put this up. I say, let me pull this up and let me show you how grateful people need to be that Bianca is choosing peace. Let me show you what the shenanigans used to look like. Okay.
On that, I do want to just have a little petty moment and then I'll be good. But let me tell y'all something. The way that God has been working on me, the level of peace that I have, I can't ever re-enter that space like how I was. I have a calmer energy about me. Mm-hmm. So if you were to see my previous content, you will see that I'm 38 hot. And I was 38 hot because of all the things that has transpired. And don't get me wrong, I am still 38 hot about what happened in Hillsborough County and what they're doing to our children. But I also see what's happening in Leon County. I also see what's happening in Pinellas County. I also see what's happening in Marion County. I also see what's happening nationwide. And all of it is wild. But also, just a little note here. There are people that like to play games on the internet. And I used to love to play games back. You know, Michelle Obama at the DNC, you know, she was like, when you go low, we go high. And then, you know, she had to tilt her head because she had to change it up a little bit. That's the mood that I'm in because I'm getting ready to change it up and changing what this whole petty B is about. Because it's very clear that I have allowed some of y'all to slide in ways that I will not. Mm-mm. I will not allow folks to misalign my character. I will not allow people to misconstrue anything, particularly if there's a receipt. Also with that, I also pick and choose my battles, because if you're not on my same frequency or anywhere in alignment with that, then you're not worth my time.
Yeah.
And there are several things that I left alone because it's not worth my time. But what is worth my time is this moment right here. I need y'all to go tell these people to stop calling me about what I'm posting on the internet. I need you to stop sending screenshots and going in those group messages about what I'm talking about on the internet. And for those that know, no. And for those that don't, I am so sorry, but I'm going to color it in real quick and I'm going to move on. I have been through a lot with rebuilding my life. I have tried everything to make sure that I respect people in that, but also have a level of transparency as I'm rebuilding my life. What I won't do is be quiet about things that has happened to me. What I will not do is sugarcoat or make anyone look better than what they are. And I also will not play games on the internet with folks that don't have anything to lose. Mm. So this is my like warning and just like moving forward with peace. I am good. Life is great. But also, please don't tempt me. Please don't poke the bear. Because as much as this teddy bear season likes to give a lot of love, also, teddy bears, they can get really aggressive when they get poked. And so this is just a nice little message to just say, please stop. Go pay your bills. Go mind your business and leave me out of it. Because the mess that you're dealing with got nothing to do with me. Just make sure that my last name is not associated with it. Back to the broadcast.
So having said that, some additional heart work this week. We asked y'all to think about what freedom, fulfillment, and joy looks like to you. This week, we want you all to think about that foundation. What does your foundation look like? Are you able to drill underneath and fix it, or do you just need to tear that down and start over? So what does your foundation look like? Okay, again, we're on this journey together, y'all, and we are discovering this together, right? This is a group project, collective community. So please do share that with us. And we're going to continue, of course, thinking about that ourselves throughout this week, the next 2 weeks, and what that looks like and sounds like. I want to uplift again that we would love for you all to connect with us over on our website, wehealthatshit.com, where you can be a part of our newsletter, get on the email list so that you can be a part of our newsletter and get more information about how to build a life that is healed and a life that puts you in a space of feeling the joy that you deserve and feeling the peace that you deserve and that is aligned with your actual frequency, not somebody else's. Okay. So make sure again, y'all go to wehealthatshit.com. Bianca, where can the people find you?
Well, the people can find me providing motivation, messages and affirmations and love at biancagoolsby.com. You can go right to my website. You can see articles that I've posted. You can see some of the things that I'm working on. Outside of that, I'm not accessible. I'm not available. But you can reach me on my website at biancagoolsby.com. I would love to connect with you.
Love that. And then you can find me at Mind of My Black Ass Business on all platforms. If you are looking to schedule time or to have some type of conversation or something, please go over to KimberlynJackson.com. I've also been doing some housekeeping around over there on that site. I am deciding what directions I want that to take. But while you're there, I would love for you to stop by my blog and learn a little bit more about me. And you can also learn more about Discover Your Destiny that we keep referring to and we keep talking about that. And you are able to schedule a consultation and all of that over on KimberlynJackson.com. But my life, what I'm doing every day, the such and so's, is on Mind of My Black Ass Business. Definitely please go to my YouTube page, subscribe, like, comment, share. I'm a YouTuber, y'all. I am on my way to getting monetized. So I'm at 600 28, I think, subscribers the last time I looked. Yes, so we on the road to 1,000. That's the first milestone that we're trying to reach over there. So please do. If you have not subscribed to Mind of My Black Ass Business, please do go ahead and check that out. And then I have some amazing content that I am planning to put out over on TikTok. And I'm going to do a Brain People series, Bianca.
I love this. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. I think the people will be very empowered to see that, because the way that you describe metacognition and just brain space, brain people, and the way that all of it is interconnected is definitely unique and one of a kind. And I think that people would find that very, very impactful as they think about how their brain works and how they communicate with themselves in their brain. It's not talked about often. So it's important. So good work. And, you know, you had shared that you were proud. And I just want to say that I'm proud of you. I want to just take a moment of privilege to say, Kimberlyn, listen, I appreciate you for being one, like a really, really good friend. A really, really good friend. I don't know I would be sitting here in this space and this energy if it wasn't for your love, your care, your intentionality. And I'm trying not to break down as we're getting ready to wrap this up. But when I say in all sincerity, Kimberlyn, I love you. I thank you. I am so proud of you. And to just see how we are growing in the midst of all that we've been through. Folks, find a village and find people that you can lock in with, because it's going to make this journey so much easier. And I'm so glad that you are one of those people in my life, Kimberlyn. You truly mean so much to me. So I just wanted to just take a moment of privilege to say that to you.
I appreciate that. I love you too. It's definitely mutual. I'm glad we have each other. It's been a lot. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, y'all. So please, you know, the conversation continues. You can continue to comment. You know, we will respond to those and all of that. But we appreciate y'all for rocking with us and taking on this work and this healing journey along with us. So we love y'all, and we'll see y'all again soon.
Bye. Bye.